Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go! It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Drink Champs Army, what up? Due to Hurricane Irma and the effect it had on our home base of Miami, Florida, we're hitting you this week with part one of the best of season two. And we want to send a shout out to every single one of y'all Drink Champs Army people out there that checked up on us during the hurricane, checked on us before the hurricane and after the hurricane. And we also want to send our thoughts and prayers to everybody affected by Hurricane Irma and those still feeling Hurricane Harvey out there in Texas. You know, make sure you do what you can if you want to donate to the right organizations and relief efforts. Please, let's support each other and support our community. And shout out to everybody doing things out there. Also, make sure you check out Nori's new single featuring Pharrell. It's amazing. Uno Mas. Hashtag it. Hashtag Uno Mas. Whenever you do write anything on Twitter, IG, Facebook, make sure you hashtag crazy, man. Hashtag Uno Mas. Hashtag Drink Champs. And also hashtag On The Run Eating. The new show from Nori coming real soon. But, you know, on behalf of the entire Drink Champs, again, we really appreciate you guys checking up on us. And we're going to come back with our regular scheduled programming this Thursday on Revolt TV, followed by the full audio and full video the next week. So check out this best of Drink Champs Season 2, Part 1. Let's go.
That was it.
But cannabis, I just felt like...
You're staying on.
No, because you know what? I know this is my nephew. Gotta relax.
You gotta relax.
Why are you tapping me?
I wanna ask him something.
Good, ask him something.
What's up?
I heard you got a fight or something with Jamie Foxx, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting
yeah.
there. Any given Sunday. Yeah. I seen that movie yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know why. This is why God is good.
God, all the time.
I'm like, I can't sleep because you know why? I still up. Listen.
Them petty pills. Shits keep you up.
Yeah, we have to listen to records about
I'm petty. Wait a minute. I can't. I'm petty. I can't sleep.
These records got more meaning.
Oh, yeah. I'm real petty. I can't.
No, but let me tell you. Listen, whenever I interview an artist, I want to give them the most respect ever.
Amen.
Because hip hop should be a celebration. I sat down with Leo Combs the other day, and he said, the reason why you're winning.
Because we are going to do something phenomenal.
Celebration.
This is going to be an
and
absolute.
You are actually celebrating it.
It's a war of attrition.
So I'm looking.
Two Leos here.
I'm looking, right? And then Any Given Sunday is on my TV. So I look at it. And then mind you, I forgot I had did like two or three songs for it. So I was like, oh, my residuals was popping.
Yeah, yeah. Business.
But then I'm looking and I'm like, damn. And then when you and Jamie Foxx actually interacted, and me hearing the rumors,
yeah,
I'm actually looking at it like, this is great cinema. This is really great cinema. Like, this is actually...
Now, I'll tell you what happened.
Please tell us what happened. We don't know.
What really happened, you know, the real story is that I, you know, when we were doing the scene, you know, I think, you know... Jamie, although he was experienced to somewhat, he was still a little green. Mm-hmm. I wasn't quite as green, but I was green too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, meaning inexperienced, you know what I'm saying? So when we were doing the scene, I was being aggressive, and I was like, yo, you got, but this is character to character. I'm like, yo, you gotta, you know, and I'm like.
Well, what scene are we talking about? Are we talking about the scene on the sidelines where he
didn't give me the ball.
You pushed him?
Or, well, he didn't, something like that.
After the huddle.
Yeah.
After the huddle.
And I'm like, yo, you gotta, and I'm slapping the shoulders and this and that.
No, you
and
like you know. This. You went like that.
Well, yeah, okay, but he's got equipment on, right? No, I mean, it's not like, you know, we're not at the pool and
I saw
shit.
It
like,
yesterday,
you know, Jamie, like, he's, you know, he's got equipment on. So, you know, yo. So he got upset and he's like, yo, you know, stop being so rough with me. So I was like, that didn't compute. So we did
Farmers Boulevard came out.
No.
When did Farmers Boulevard? Tell me when Farmers Boulevard.
So we did another take.
Okay.
And I was rough with him again. And then, you know, I don't know why, but, you know, he thought it was a good idea to punch me in my face.
Not in the script.
No, it wasn't the script. Nah, this wasn't scripted.
Wait.
I'm keeping it 100 with you. Right. You want me to keep it 100?
Right, I'm going
to keep it 100.
I'm going to shut up.
He punched me in my face. So I looked at him after he punched me in my face. I said, why'd you do that?
Wait, tell me. You looked at him?
He punched you. He punched me in the face and I looked at him. I said, why'd you do that?
I would describe this scene.
Act it out.
No, I just asked him.
Act it out, Lori.
So I said,
I feel like Al went like that.
Something like that. But not quite. I was a little tighter than that. I was a little tight.
Let me try again.
I was tight. You know, I was giving him tight. I was giving him. So I like looked at him. I said, why'd you do that? And he said, look. And he like was turned to the side. You
know, he was squaring up.
He had his helmet on. He was turned to the side. He said, I told you before, don't put your hands on me. Period. So yo, when he said that, my left hand grabbed the face mask, and as I was pulling his helmet off, my right hand was punching his chin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Queens.
And then, you know, he was laying there, and I was like, I thought he was faking because he was asleep. Yeah. I was faking. Okay. No, but that's not what they did. Then the whole team jumped on me, right? So they wrestled me down. You know the whole team. You know, yeah.
But like, you know, real football. Like football.
So I'm under the huddle and I'm like, yeah. And then somebody tries to reach in and like give me a little eye gouge. Somebody did that, right? So, but not a good idea because I turned my head to the side and went, oh! caught his head in his. He's like, see, that's the thing with the whole MMA thing. Dude's thinking, yeah, you're gonna get me in a leg lock. I'm biting your esophagus off. Like, all that leg lock shit, I'm gonna bite your throat off, B. Like, we got to get it in. Like, this ain't, the rules is out. So I turned to the side, and he poked his hand out the thing, and then they finally broke it up. But. Since then, me and Jamie got cool, and we have laughed about it.
I heard that.
We have laughed about it. We made songs together, like, we cool. So I don't mind telling the story now. But, you know, what it is just, you know, but, you know, Oliver's crazy. Oliver Stone, Yeah, he was the director.
And that's actually the guy that's actually the sports announcer in Any Given Sunday.
Yes.
He's actually that's in there. And I'm looking.
He's who wrote Scarface.
Scarface.
He wrote Scarface.
Yeah.
Platoon, you know.
Yeah, he's legendary.
He's amazing. So, you know, it was just a funny time, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that was the thing, you know, it's just, you know, Jamie, you know, he just got off, you know, he was on his Willie Beeman and I couldn't take it and all that, man, like, right. you know, because, you know, in under the right circumstances, you might let a punch slide, you might,
right?
I mean, you know, it's not impossible. Now, everybody's not a straight murderer all the time. Dude hit you under the right circumstances, you'd be like, if he would have said to me, like, you know, oh, yo, you know, and I'd have been like, you know, I don't even know if I could have took it, then. I take that back. Yeah, I could have took it. I couldn't handle that shit.
I couldn't handle it.
It would have drove me insane. I would have been waking up in the middle of the night just like he played me. Like, I just couldn't take it. Yeah. So.
Because you even beat niggas up who broke in your house. The niggas that broke in your house, you pounded them out.
Yeah, I don't want to. That's a rough one, though. That's because the difference with that is that wasn't funny because I was terrified.
Oh, word? What happened?
Of course. I mean, you listen, man. If it's 1 a.m, you know, and you come down from
here. And this is Cali. Why is
I gotta tell you, your segues on the questions, you're very smooth. And it's very effective. It's a very smooth and subtle. It's a nice thing you're doing. Because you hook a scene, you get it nice, you bait it, you set it up, you tee it up, and the next thing you know, people are talking. That's pretty good. That's good. That's good. That's good. You could have been an attorney. That's good. That's good. That's good. That was good. Come in, you.
I'm so sorry.
It's very smooth.
I'm so sorry.
It was amazing. Like, it was wonderful to watch. You know what I mean?
He could ask you anything like that.
Crazy. That was amazing.
The only nigga that caught my shit.
That was crazy.
And he's looking at me too, like, oh, man.
But, when the dude broke in my house, the difference is that, you know, I had fights growing up, and we've all of us, I'm sure everybody in this room had fights in the hood and different things, you scraps or whatever. Mm. But how many of us have really fought for our lives? Maybe dudes in jail, you might get that feeling, you know, you did a bid, you feel like you're fighting for your life. Right. Fighting for your life doesn't, it's not the same funny feeling like fighting like in the hood, just, you know, let's get it. You know, I'm really scared.
And the only thing,
this is for keeps. You know, I'm going to get it in, like whatever
and
it takes.
I only read it on TMZ, so I have no idea.
And so it was 1 a.m, and you know, the alarm pad went off, but it's, you know how you have an alarm, and like, if for those who have an alarm, it'll give you a minute to put your code in. Right. It'll go, and you have to turn your alarm off. Well, mine just went, and so I went to the keypad, and Simone sleep, and I'm looking at the keypad, and I'm like, family room? And she said, family room, wasn't it? And so I'm thinking.
Wait, so you mean it's telling you where the default is.
Yeah. I think that's the word. So, you know, and I'm in my drawers. It's 1 a.m. So I just say, you know what? I'm thinking it's like my daughter sneaking in. You know, maybe I don't know. She coming in
late. I deal with that too.
I'm like, oh, dun. Let me go down here and see what's happening. So I'm just walking downstairs. Got my drawers. I turned the alarm off. Walk downstairs. Come down. And when I was going towards the kitchen, he's coming out of the kitchen, and then we face to face. And he's got all black on. He's got a big bag. He's got the Lon Manson beard, boots. You know, and he's looking at.
Huh. Is he black?
No,
he's white.
He's a white dude.
Oh, you pounded him out immediately.
Oh God. Oh God.
Let's go there.
Oh God. I mean, terrified.
You see Rick Rubin, freaky. But it wasn't Rick Rubin.
It was freaky. I think, you know, stupid mother. That's all you're stupid mother. You know, everything you could, every stupid mother you could ever heard on everywhere. And I was like, you know. And then I got him down, and then it took the police.
Wait, you skipped. How you got him down?
No, I don't want to.
But how? Because
we fought. He tried to rock for a minute, and then you hit him with that cross fit. And when you got your drawers on, that's some real like, that's some real gorilla like gorilla Mac. Yeah, I feel like for the old school dudes, I feel like Pentatech. Get him down. You know, I have my drawers on and shit. You know, no socks. It's like nasty. I'm swinging. I'm rocking. It's on. Like it's nasty.
So mind you, you walking downstairs. You don't know.
Of course not. I'm in my house.
You think like, you? All right.
Yo. Right. You and your drawers in your house. Every dude, I don't care. You and your drawers in your house, going to get some juice, drinking out the juice bottle that nobody knows you drink out of, and the same one you give to all your guests. Yeah. Nobody knows you be tearing that joint up. You know? And I just went down, and then Holmes came out of nowhere, and it was just like, you know, it was turning. He was like, and I was like, oh! And it just, yo, we just had to rock. Like,
right.
Nah. And then, I'll tell you the deepest thing, though. You know, this is the part that's not fun, even, is that there was a point when I had to decide whether or not he should stay alive.
You mean you and him?
No, when I had him subdued, because I didn't know if he had anyone else with him. Subdued. When I had control of the situation, when I had him on the ground, on his stomach, finished, and, you know, laying there, I had to make that decision because I didn't know if he had someone upstairs. You know, I didn't know if people were coming from. So I had to think. I didn't have rope available. Like, I'm not planning, like, I ain't LL Manson. Like, I don't have rope around the house just in case I have to tie up somebody. You know, so I'm like looking at the dude, and I had to make a decision, you know, and I credit Simone because she's like, Todd, just wait. The cops. She's calling the cops. She got on the 911. And then I saw my daughter come down the steps, and she's like, what's going on? And she's like with the drawers on. I'm like, this is freaky. And my youngest daughter slept through the whole thing. She had a playmate. Mm. She had a playmate or a play date. She had somebody over at the house. They slept through the whole thing. Oh. And then her parents, it was the interesting thing. Her parents called the next, like that morning when we woke up. They was like, oh, you know, yeah, she can stay. You know, it's no problem. Like, if that was my daughter, like, I'm so kidding. You letting your daughter stay? I had an intruder. She's safe. She's fine. I'm like, yo, they must be having a really good time. Whatever they're doing, they got some really big rings. There's a really big thing.
Man, BET doing a lot of things. As a matter of fact, Wednesday, September 27th at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Central on BET, executive producer Wanda Sykes invites you to put your judgments to good use. Face Value is the only game show where profiling pays. Contestants are asked hilarious questions about people purely based on their looks. When they get them right, they get cash. It's easy. Just when you think someone has done a particular scandalous thing because of what's on the surface, the truth flips. The script's on your assumptions. Prepare to laugh nonstop with the hosts, Dion Cole and Tiffany Haddish. See just how much we all have in common and watch the money stack as the stereotypes fall on your face value. New series premieres Wednesday, September 27th, 10-9 Central, followed by hip-hop mogul and clapback king 50 Cent. Sketch variety series 50 Central. Don't miss 50 Central. Only on BET. For extras and exclusives, visit BET.com/face value. BET is bringing lyrics and laughter this fall with one of our favorite guests, 50 Cent. Wednesday, September 27th at 10:30 p.m., 9:30 Central on BET. Hip-hop mogul and clapback king, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, delivers a hot remix of sketch comedy as you know it to BET. 50 leads a cast of comic upstarts every week for jaw-dropping sketches and hilarious pranks sprinkled with the same irreverence and spark that 50 Cent brings to hip-hop. His variety series 50 Central pushes play on games, music, hidden camera stunts, dance battles, and celebrity cameos for the ultimate late-night party. Make 50 Central your late-night comedy destination Wednesday, September 27th at 10:30 p.m., 9:30 Central, right after Face Value, the game show where profiling pays, only on BET. For extras and exclusive, visit BET.com/50Central.
Just now, I didn't even put that together
you
like
know,
that.
You know, it's crazy. People thought it wasn't real.
What? It wasn't real.
People thought I was joking.
Right. But so how did this happen?
Huh?
Y'all start beefing and you see his chick? And
I never told this story, but I'm going to tell it.
All right, let's go. Because we ain't taking shots. Because, so you got to give us something.
Listen. Because me and Polly, we cool. We put everything.
That's my man. I like
that's
him.
That's my own. But I got to tell the story.
Got to tell the story.
So.
My nigga.
I'm a youngster.
I'm a youngster. Mm-hmm.
Two-time world champion at the time. Right. I'm jumping up from 35. I'm jumping up two weight classes.
Okay.
I'm skipping 140. I'm fighting 147 and just fighting one of the champions, probably at the time.
Yeah.
So
in Brooklyn, was
in
it,
his
in,
hometown,
correct? Right. Go ahead.
So it's the week of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
My little brother,
mm-hmm.
Robert Easter Jr., who is world champion now,
mm-hmm.
my fighter as well.
Mm-hmm.
He say, "Hey, big bro." I think it was like mm-hmm. Sunday after we get done working out. Mm-hmm. He said, "Big bro, you know I got like his chick number off Twitter."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he is like, "Yeah, man, we be texting." I say, "Give me your number right now." Right? Then I hit her up. Boom, boom, boom. I'm really not believing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I see the pictures of my, I'm like, oh shit, this bitch crazy.
Wait, you went on her gram and you seen the pictures of her together?
I just went on Twitter.
Oh, okay. And Twitter told it all. This is his chick. All right, take it from there.
So mm-hmm. I'm like, boom. So I ain't even tried the first day. So mm-hmm. the next day, after training, this is the week of the fight. I promise mm-hmm. to God. I'm like, bro, I'm about to call this bitch over, bro. She came over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? They had to be going through something or something. I don't know. Man.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, she really came over. So when she came over, Bunny's in the fucking room. He's like, I really want to see her just come over. Because he been talking to her for like a long time now.
Because his little bro you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, my little brother. He been texting her for a long time now. Mm-hmm. But he been told me. I just never paid attention to it till mm-hmm. then. So... Mm-hmm. She come over, she tell me how they all in love and all this one shit. I'm like, man, I don't hear all that.
Right.
Rub my feet, bro.
Mm-hmm. She rubs your feet?
Yeah. She got them training. Yeah. Get in the shower, yeah. Rub my feet.
In the shower?
No, I got out. I got in the shower, got out, yeah, turned on. See, I went hip to the Netflix, so I just turned. Like, when you...
Oh, your Netflix and chilled?
No. I just turned on the movie.
Your fire stick and dick?
Listen, when you in a hotel, you just hit select, and then all the movies pop up. So took it to a movie, she rubbed my feet and all this. Mm. So I'm like, man, listen, stop.
Mm-hmm.
you gotta take all your clothes off. You been outside, like them clothes is dirty, like you tripping. Then you know where that
I ain't never heard that one.
So
wash your clothes.
No, them dirty, even outside. Those some dirty clothes.
That's a good one. That's a good one. So,
no, I'm serious. It works every time too. Y'all take it.
You've been out in the air too long. You've been out in the air too long.
It works. So she, it happened. Boom. So I wake up the next day. Bunny's just laughing. So the next day we had the press conference.
Yes, okay. Because this was cold blooded.
Oh, foul! You told them the press conference.
Foul! Yeah, I see this. This
is foul. Okay.
So what he said that made you want to reveal that? Because you could have held that, but he must have said something to tick you off, or didn't you was just petty that day?
See, I think that was the first press conference. That was the first press conference.
I thought it was the second press. No, it was the first? Okay.
That was the first press conference when I put it on. I told you, Bunny been talking to this chick.
And you
saw. So I called her. Boom. That was the first press conference, I think.
But then, when you revealed it at the second press conference, you revealed it at, right?
No.
Okay.
At the second press conference, I didn't come in unless she came in with me.
Oh, my God.
So Golden Boy, they going crazy. They like, everybody out there waiting on you. So I cussed him. I said, man, listen, I don't give a fuck. We gonna fight anyway. So I walk away. 2 minutes later, they said, fuck it, let her in. Cause Paulie was crying. He was like,
he was saying,
don't let her in. So we walked through there. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And it just went crazy.
And everybody knew that that's his bitch.
Yes. Oh, wimping that.
Man.
Let's make some noise for the disrespect.
That's heart wrenching.
So, like, I was just, like, God was on my side. Like, God, like, because I had some blessing because.
God was a part of
that. Listen, I'm not sure you want to involve God in this. I'm just.
No, because you got to understand, like, I'm 23. Mm-hmm. That night, we after the gym, I'm like, I can't sleep because when I get closer to the fight, I don't sleep. Mm. So I'm like, man, we about to go to the club.
Right.
This is the week of the fight.
Right.
It's like Wednesday. We went to Perfections, bro. Meek Mill there, Rick Ross.
Pick up Meek and Rick.
Wale. Mm-hmm. Danny Garcia's in there. Mm-hmm. I took her in there with me, too. We partying. I party all the way up to the weigh-in. All
right. What up?
Yeah.
Is she fun?
Yeah.
She's
very fun. That's what makes her fun. There's nothing worse than taking somebody's bitch and she's not fun.
Because
you just did it out of malice.
She's
but
fun.
But if she's nice.
It was still kind of malice.
She's fun a little extra, but she's fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. So, you know, that fight was just crazy. Then after the weigh-in, you know, I just cut everything off. Mm-hmm. I never spoke to her again.
That was a good man.
And, you know what I'm saying?
It was a good man.
Yeah.
So you ever thought you went too far, like in a press conference or like in hyping the fight, like you know going at somebody?
Can't say that. It's just I'm just a little nigga from the west side of Cincinnati, bro. Right.
I remember Sean Porter. You kind of went at his father. That was kind of ill.
I really didn't, for real.
No, you kind of did. You kind of did.
I did not. I'm just stating facts.
The man just told you he did not.
His girl looked better. He dresses better. He drive the better car. What are you talking about? Like, you tripping. You not fighting these rounds. You not getting split open, bro. You tripping. Why is they giving you my check, bro? What the fuck is going on? I'm supposed to pay you, Pops.
Mm-hmm.
You pay me?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Has anybody ever went too far with you? Where you was like, I forget who you did. You whipped them because they said something. I forgot.
I don't know.
This is the first time you grew the beard and you had cut it off before camp and you whipped them.
I
forget who it was. Damn.
Probably, that was when I was going through that Mayweather thing, huh?
And you fought on the undercard? No. I remember it was somebody, they said something, and you went in there and you tore their motherfucking ass up.
I think that was Eloy Perez, but I didn't have a beard then.
I think, I thought in training camp you had the beard and you cut it off. But all right, cool. So what's one of your favorite boxing moments? It don't have to be with you. What's one of, just boxing, period.
When it come up to boxing, period?
Period, yeah.
Oh, wow, when I think about it, I get the same feeling. Bring tears to my eyes when I won my first world title.
Mm.
Yeah. That was just like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel the same every time I win one.
Right.
Every time I won one,
right.
It's like, I really did it. You know what I'm saying? And but my first one, it was just like 6 years. Everything just flashed. Like, damn, from 6 years old, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I really followed my dream.
And going through it being, you said 57 years.
Yeah.
Being offered that that's and then crazy, going to man. A fucking world. Let's just make some fucking noise for that.
Like, thank God you ain't got to deal with that shit, bro.
But that was just one.
Right.
When I beat that, it was more after that.
Great.
But all this shit gonna be in my movie. I can't give it to all
right, right, no problem.
But yeah, though. And then, like, at that time, mm-hmm. what happened was my mom dropped a bomb on me, man. She saved a picture. Mm. It was like a project I did. I was 10 years old for my school.
Right.
And the last question of it was like, in 10 years, where do you see yourself?
Yeah, where do you see yourself?
And I said, I'll be a world champion. And I was a world champion.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy. So, yeah, it was.
Well, AB, I'm going to tell you as a fan, this is as a straight fan. I could see, like, when you in that ring, and the minute, this is how I know when you dominate, right? When you go, ha, 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 ha. When you make them sound effects, that's the AB I want. Like, at some point, with the Garcia fight, you didn't make those sound effects.
As much as I'm Haitian, no one can't tell me I ain't Latin. No one can't tell me I ain't African.
Right.
Because, yo, if I start to play salsa or Caribbean, mm-hmm. if you close your eyes and I start to play piano, you'll be thinking I'm from Cuba. Because for me, no one could okey-doke me. Like, at the end of the day, we want people. They separate us, whatever. But for me, it's like I know I got family from Cuba, from Jamaica, wherever. You know what I mean?
We're all connected by the percussions,
we
too.
All, exactly. We connected by them drums. So that's how it went to happen, man.
So let me ask you something. The Shakira call, now that you just described
Shaqy,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, come on, get it right, buddy.
I'm not cool about like Shaqy. That. I still got to call
Let's
Shakira.
Let's pretend like we're cool.
He only calls Shaq. But, you're saying you got the Carlos Santana call prior. That record came prior. For some reason, I thought Shakira came first.
Yeah, no, the Santana. Remember, I did Santana and I did Whitney Houston.
My Love's Yellow. God.
You did what? What's
it? Yeah, I did. I'm the one that wrote, "My love is your love, and your love is my love."
I know we forget.
It would take
keep it going, keep it going, my God, man. Keep going. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope we never disrespect you.
You got to relax. So,
wait, so Carlos Santana called you?
It's super. Now, here's the reason why Carlos Santana, for artists like us, right?
Yeah.
It's super like special because Carlos doesn't sing. All he does, this is me. I'm sorry, I'm mad about
that. That's not me. That's not me. Friend.
Come on, bro.
It's me. It's okay. So Carlos Santana traditionally doesn't actually sing on the records. Mm-hmm. He actually tried to compose. So when Carlos called you, what was your very first thought? First of all, did you think it was Carlos Santana? Or you knew because you was that big?
Yeah, no, the way that it happened through Clive Davis. So Clive is like just a mentor.
Clive from Flatbush, you know what I mean? Clive Davis from Flatbush. Clive Davis.
Let me get that, huh?
Yeah, y'all gonna start clapping. Y'all can't be around here looking around.
Right.
If I clap, y'all clap. We together.
There's too many motherfuckers in here. That's a big noise.
Big up the Step Lover in the building.
Step
my sister. God damn it. Go ahead. So Clive from Flatbush calls you.
Yeah, so Clive from Flatbush hit me. Davis. And, you know, he give you the big Godfather talk, you know?
Mm.
And the talk is like, yo, why Clef? I know you study jazz.
I love
jazz.
Your impressions, by the way. I've been seeing your impressions. Your
I know
good.
You study jazz, and I've been thinking, what do you think about a fusion with Carlos Santana? And I was like, yo, I love Carlos Santana.
Now, he's on Arista at the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, and then Clive, then he going to hit you with that pressure. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, you have 24 hours. So basically, when I do these records, though, it's like all of my records got schemes in them, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? I break down the fundamentals, you know what I'm saying? And hip-hop is one of my schemes. But growing up in the hood, I used to skate. And I used to escape and watch movies. One movie I used to watch was West Side Story. Mm. And West Side Story is a deep story, man. Mm. It's about, like, gun culture, you know what I mean? Gang culture, clash culture. And then remember in West Side Story, the girl name was Maria.
Maria!
S- say no more. That's
you remind me of a rest stop story.
Man, that's a good question. So,
who? The guys that sang on that record. So,
oh, yeah, them guys, so they finished.
Yeah, but they...
Come on. Damn. Don't finish it. That
you're
is
not a relax. We never knew who they was from the beginning.
They got
No, that was a big record.
Yeah, no, you know what? So one thing that you said, which is how the records are put together, right? Uh-huh. So from a composer aspect, right? Uh-huh. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to say, who can sing this? Right? So I was obsessed with David Ruffin's. So Product GMB from Long Island.
Respect
kid Money Harm had that vocal where it was like, yo, he just had, because I needed somebody, like you said, Santana ain't a singer, he's an instrumentalist.
Right.
So that's vocals is the
guy. Yeah, so
like
I needed
Cologne, like Willie Colon in Puerto Rico. Willie Colon only plays instruments, correct?
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, Willie Colon.
Tito Puentes.
Hector Lavoe. Hector Lavoe was a singer, but so... Yeah. That's what Carlos Santana was.
Yeah, so I had to put the whole
scheme. I got Latin on you real quick? I'm so sorry.
Speaking of Spanish, my friend.
No, relax. Yeah, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's dope what you said. So to your point, so as a composer, this is where, you know, reality has to always, how I'm able to do this over and over again, is because my background is like, I'm a hip-hopper, but I'm a jazz major. Right. Meaning, like, I love jazz. So jazz is based on a composition.
Right.
So I got to set the scheme up. So there's a few schemes on that record. The other scheme is, I'm a big fan of Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
So, angle to this?
And that whole record, did y'all hear the part that sounded like Wu-Tang?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to grab my guitar. I got to
show
you.
Oh, okay. This is a different type of podcast. We got niggas with guitars in our shit.
No, we got Haitians with guitars.
You got to relax.
You got to relax.
I forgot. It's a Haitian day.
My brother, stop. I say it's your day.
Yeah. It's your day. I'm not going to take a shot here.
Got to
relax. Hold on. Everybody be quiet. Please, Wyclef, continue.
Yeah, so this is what we going at, producing 101 vibe, right?
And we don't got to clear this or nothing, right?
Nothing.
This is real shit.
We got it. This is great.
So all regional music.
Y'all got to clear it, man. I own it, man.
All right.
We good. Sony, we good.
Can you say that one more time?
We good. Right, so check it out. So when I'm composing, right, so the first part we composed was... Right, so that was the first zone. You feel me?
And we all feel like we were on that record.
And,
so
then when we said Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, so one of the things I thought the public would identify with was Santana as an instrumentalist, right? This is where the Haitian comes out. There's somebody who plays the instruments. I was like, what if I could take this RZA scheme? So what if...
Wait, that's Wu-Tang Clan?
Hip-hop
car for one day. I did not know that. Like, my hip-hop car did be revoked for one day.
No, so what we said, played by Carlos Santana.
So you did a mashup in the record.
Yeah. So my whole vibes be about the mashups as a hip hop student. You know what I mean? I consider myself a hip hop guitarist first. So I think a lot of the records, like, I always pay tribute to. So that fusion came out like that because of, you know what I mean? Like when and then, so that scale sounds like Wu-Tang, but it's originally a gypsy scale. So Santana's the king of that gypsy scale. So at the end of the day, even though RZA would bring it back in a different form, so for me, that is, it all boils down to the basic science. You dig? Yeah.
So LL.
Wait, but did that science translate to the new Khaled record?
So Khaled.
I was gonna go back to that.
Good question.
Well, we're on the record.
We can stay on the record. You're right.
Yeah.
Wild Thoughts, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Did they clear that record with you?
Yeah, definitely. So Khalid, who I've known, man, forever.
We're all good friends. We all know Khalid from Miami. So.
Yeah, so we you know, I go back with Khalid. That's like brother to brother.
Yeah.
So
y'all was in Shots together.
That's how far back
he was.
We go.
Skitty.
Even before that,
we go. Yeah,
Butterfuku. Yeah,
and then like people don't even know. Like I used to like clash like dub plates. So I used to there's a part of me like in Miami in the early days with Khalid.
I see you at Mansion like, doing your thing.
Yeah, so dudes don't even know. Like I could show up with a crate and murder the place. So for me, so I get the call from my brother Khalid and he's like, yo, this one seemed like is this Clef, you don't understand. This is gonna be the biggest one and boom 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 boom. So we need to get Santana to clear it on his part. I know you and Santana did the record. So I called up Madeline Nelson, my CEO. She got Santana, and Santana's like my godfather. So Santana cleared it. Now this is what I love most about that. I remember when I was doing Killing Me Softly with the Fugees.
Killing Me Softly.
One time, two times. And then a reality struck me after I did that record, because the record blew up like crazy. And after the record blew up, I was like, damn, we just made somebody a gazillion dollars of publishing, because I didn't know how that worked.
Not
because
you could properly do it. The records
well, you clear it, but at the end of the day, so it just, it's a beautiful thing to be in 2017 to hear the new generation sampling either the Fugees or music by Wyclef. It's incredible, man.
So he directly sampled your version.
Yeah,
your
no, that's direct.
Yeah, that's direct. No, I know.
I just want to clarify it.
But yeah, and then just
was
so
that
you know,
the violin or was that the guitar?
That was the guitar.
Okay,
that was
you could play that with they sampled
the whole joint.
So basically, when you hear this, so the whole groove is this.
For some reason, I'm gonna grab my nipples, but I'm not gonna do it.
Thank God you're not gonna do it.
But this is the foundation, so a lot of the foundations, that's how we create them, you know what I mean? But that's how that one happened. So from there, like I said, so Clive Davis knew I had the Latin pulse with me, you know what I mean? And I go back so far, this is why I be crediting. Like you, Pun. Right, like you don't know. Like I go back with the music as a student.
Thank you.
I go so far back, right? I go back to Evie Queen. So one of
you
my
turn to Puerto Rican on this Wyclef.
No, but
let's make some noise, Wyclef. Turn to Puerto Rican. Yeah. I just want to throw out there. We at Stingrays on 132nd and what?
Fifth Avenue.
Stingrays. And in case you guys don't know, they got a Ciroc Colada. They got the De Leon, which is the best tequila in the world. And you know, they got Wyclef and the Drink Champs and in the AFN and everybody here. That's why
I'm proud of you, bro. I'm proud of you.
You know what I'm saying? Don't forget Stingrays. Come see us. The owner got a cowboy hat on. He got a he got ostrich boots on. He will kick you with his boots. And guess what? And guess what? And we are also leasing a horse. Very soon. So you can bring your kids. We will have a donkey in the front and a horse in the back.
Donkey.
Let's do it. Stingrays, 132nd Uptown.
Yeah, watch that,
baby.
Sorry. Where was we at, man?
The sample. I was ready to go somewhere else. This is where I need to go.
Yeah.
You remind us when we coming back. We come back to that, okay? Listen, you got to relax, Dice. Relax. This is where I want to go.
Yeah.
LL and cannabis has a problem.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
You pick cannabis. I respected your decision. But I knew you wasn't gonna win on that. Because this is LL Cool. What was that moment when you realized, because you know, we all have to go through it. We all thought everybody, like the rappers, is who we think they are, who they talking about.
Oh, boy.
What was that moment when you was like, holy moly, this is all.
What are these clowns doing?
Yeah.
Oh, it was very what? Okay.
Whatever you want to, however okay. you want to take it. I can see you got mad shit
no,
coming
no,
to your
neck. You know what? Imagine just me, like, realistically, I came into this industry like thinking like a dude. Like, I came around the guys. There's Trick Daddy now. There's CO and Money Mar.
CO, big up CO. Yeah. Right?
Then I CO's put my boy man. Rick Ross on, so he was like, I got like all guys. So imagine I'm the only girl.
Right.
These guys are mad annoying.
Right.
They are mad annoying. I'm just like the sister, and I'm just thinking like as a girl.
And were they horny Montanas? Were they
out there
horny?
Control.
Like when I first came out, I was out there horny.
Imagine me. I'm thinking from the girl in and the guy in. And as a girl, what type of chicks are these that stoop so low to be jumping around from one to the next every single night?
Do you smoke?
Not on camera? Of course, I'm from the Caribbean. Of course, that's
my bad. My bad. You smoke blunts or you want papers? I'm so sorry. I wasn't a gentleman at all. I should have offered you early. I'm sorry. Look at that.
So check it, right?
Yes, I'm listening.
So now here we go. These are the guys. So look at the women.
Yes. We like to get our guests high. We celebrate you. We get you high, but we celebrate you.
Salute, right? So now from the guys' perspective, these are my guys. But these are the guys that's taking advice from me. All these girls are here at these hotels to see you guys because of me. They think I'm going to be here. So I'm the bait.
Right.
I'm the reason you guys came. Oh, we're going to see Trina. Yeah, we're gonna come.
Right.
But now when Trina's not here, it's just
ooh.
The guys.
Ooh.
What are you girls like? What are you guys like? What's going on? Like, cause that's me. My right. girls would never be there.
Right.
We don't roll like that.
No, because you said something on there, nigga, and all the girls was on you.
All the girls, let it quick. They let it
quick. You said something. Yeah,
that's what I said. I come from a bunch of girls. My friends started dancing. They be all over the place. I come from the like streets where there's real girls. Right. I saw so much stuff growing up.
Yeah.
Right next to me.
So many girls.
It keeps me so grounded and humble to where I like my bitches could tag team whoever and run circles around these dudes, grab the bag and keep it moving. So this is real facts.
God damn.
So when it comes to this industry, these dudes are like lame. Because like if I sick these girls on y'all, it's over. So I'm just a humble piece of pie because I'm already coming from a good place, a good family money. Like I didn't come into this. Like it's a real thing. People come into this to make money. Of course, it's a life changer. You turn from one life to like a different life. But my purpose wasn't like pushing CDs and coming in to get money. I'm doing a favor Trick. Now I'm coming. I was really struck because of the fame. Because girls was like going crazy. They loved me. They were saying every word of everything that I said. And these are my homegirls that are wild and busting it wide open and they're loose. And this is their life. And I'm right here saying it. And I'm just confused that every word I'm saying, you girls are saying it like. Even I'm not saying nothing.
It's a beautiful feeling.
And I'm watching some of these girls like react in a way in the lyrics, but to these guys like Trick Ross, these my niggas. I'm a girl. I wouldn't even. Y'all could never even convince me to come to the hotel with y'all. That's how fly I am. So I'm looking at it in different ways. I'm from the guy's perspective and a girl's perspective. But I'm putting game on these guys. But I'm looking at these girls like I'm still doing these records now. I gotta do my album to put y'all on game. Like how to do what's game? Like don't get played. Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell. For anything.
Oh, you was telling the girls that while tricking them, trying to take them down? Because that's
in my mind, I'm watching this. Right. I'm saying I'm on the road with Trick, but I've got to prepare my album.
Oh, okay.
And now in my album, when I'm in my room and I'm in my zone, I'm going to put girls on game because what I'm seeing happening, I don't roll like that. My girls, we from Miami, from the 305. We don't play them kind of games. Like we look dead in the eye. We don't play them kind of games. Like you already lost when you hit the dough. They don't even play with you. Once you in they phase, they already won. So I'm trying to figure out what all out of country these girls are like lame.
Yeah.
Like I could run a whole school of girls and like could run over the industry and everything in the sports world and like get the bags and go.
Sounds like a show to me.
I'm just saying,
ready to get that show.
Like
sounds like a show to me.
I'm in. I just was trying to understand like life because I come up from a family. Like I'm like a little protected. Like my dad is like a boss. He's a dude in the streets getting a bag. So even a street dude that's getting money, they can't touch me. They scared because they scared of my dad, my stepdad. So I'm untouchable. So now I'm in a household full of bosses. Now when I see street dudes, y'all can't tell me nothing. I'm running circles around y'all. I'm in this already. So now what are you gonna come like? It gotta you feel me? So I'm already thinking like a dude because I come from this. I'm around now these dudes. Trick is a loose cannon on the road. Ross is just a boss. He's a fat boy, but he's on it. He's so swaggy and he got the talk, so he could say whatever. And they gonna CO and Money Mark is a cute dude, so the girls gonna just. I'm looking at these girls like, bro, like I could own a whole pimp school like and get y'all together.
Oh, you was putting them on. You was telling them.
No, I was trying to see why. I was was girls really like excited to like jump off the, out of a concert and go back with Trick Ross
and like the groupie see, shit.
Yeah, like I didn't get that because that's not how me and my girls back from Miami roll. We not on that. So I'm trying to figure like damn.
Yeah, but out of town, let's not blow that part up. Let's let that continue to happen.
But imagine going over the whole world like
I feel like rappers
like
gonna call me and say, why you ain't stop dreaming?
But imagine going over the whole world like that though. So I'm a girl, so I'm thinking like these dudes. I'm looking at some of these girls like, yo, my, you pretty, you so fly. Like, you should come to Miami. Like, I can wave you up. You like, be, these dudes is lame. Like, these are my boys. This is my brother. This ass is ashy. Like, come on.
Come on, let her
continue
to
you get what I'm saying? Like,
I got you,
Gina. I was just trying to put game on from the beginning. So that's why when I did my album, it was more like putting women up on game. Like, how to get the bag, how to get your money, save up, get your, you know, get your weight up. Like, don't depend on nothing. That's how I, because I peeped it from my dude. Like, these are my brothers. I'm watching you guys. You guys not even much fly. Like, y'all don't even have lotion on. Y'all looking real ashy to the chicks. Like, come on. Like, you feel me? And I'm a chick, so I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to figure what's really good. So I'm just, you know, I was in the middle of both, like, you know? I was trying to, I was me, but I was protected from them. Dudes couldn't get next to me. And I'm just like, y'all dudes lame. Like, I don't even want y'all anyway. And these other dudes trying to get through y'all to me, they definitely ain't gonna get through.
Right.
And I'm looking at all y'all. These girls is falling for y'all, really? Like, I need to teach a whole world of school of, like, how to get it. That's what I was thinking.
I'm thinking that, too.
You feel me?
I think that's a show.
You know.
So now, I have to ask now.
Yeah.
So now, is Trina single or
Trina is happy in love and, like, just living her life to the fullest. Like,
that's hard.
Y'all in on the islands, you know, like, you know, just chilling, you know? That's what I like to do. I'm a love lover. I love love. I believe in love. I believe people should be loved. I think there's a lot less love. And I think the reason our generation is so jacked up because there's so much game playing and not enough love. Everybody's just playing the game. You know what the game is? You tell me something, I tell her, she tell him. Everybody pillow talking a bunch of bullshit and everybody's just living the game. That's not the wave. I didn't grow up into that.
No.
Everybody start being real, then it'll be a lot less a bunch of that, you know, fuck boys will disappear. You feel me?
God damn it. I feel like we gotta make noise for that as well. So now, God damn it. Let's just keep making noise for you. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna lie. You came here. Yo, listen. No, I'm so impressed because you know what's the real shit? Is this is real. This is why I'm trying to. We're trying to do this. We want to promote real shit, and this is just—it's just the real moment. And this is like, ladies got to come here and realize because we need more.
Yeah, we've had a problem
more.
Getting ladies. Yeah, on the show.
Well, you know why?
Like,
because
Queen Latifah, can you come? MC Light, can you?
I love Queen Latifah. I love you, but you know why? Because most of these shows, it's the blogs.
Listen, no, we ain't blogs.
But it falls under a category of
media,
blogging, of
media,
talking, of talking shit,
like
gossip. Gossiping about people. I'm not a gossiper. I'm not a he say, she say. If you want to know something Trina said, guess what? Call Trina. Don't ask Trina homegirl, Trina's assistant, Trina security. Trina's going to tell you what Trina said. Because that's how I told Nori and Nori told you and you told my man CEO and it got back all twisted. I don't rock with that.
That's exactly how
you feel me?
Too.
So when you get these shows, it's one of the kind of things, like, it's the same thing. Like, these people get up every single day to be negative and they try to tear your life down and they talk
not
a bunch of shit
enough.
And they just do a bunch of weirdo
we
stuff and it's just
here.
Not cool.
Nah,
so people just don't want to be embarrassed or just be put on the forefront of some shit that they don't feel like talking about me. I'm loose like with it.
You can say
whatever.
That's the thing about our show. I don't know if you ever see, it's something called Inside the NBA where it's actually Charles Barkley and what's my man? Kenny Smith. He's from Left Rack. And Shaq. And these are all ex-basketball players and they interview.
Yeah, I like them shows. They talk too much.
But they interview the other basketball players and what I mean is they're the inside of the NBA and this is what this is because I'm in hip-hop.
Okay.
Like, I ain't gonna put no artists where they want to fit. You know, insecure or out of place, or ask them some crazy shit. I ask crazy shit. Like, I ask people to eat ass. It's crazy. Like,
did you ask Trick that? Did you ask Trick that? Because he's the eating.
You know, I
ask
Trick that.
Okay, got it.
But in your case, I gotta ask, how many rappers ask to eat your ass? Let's just throw that out there. No? No, come on. Like, in your case, come on.
You know the numbers, I'm counting.
We in the thousands?
We Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, but what's the purpose though after that? Because after you ask, I'm not calling you, I'm not gonna curve you, all that. So what you really trying to get out of this? You can be the greatest ass eater. I'm on to the next gig. What's really good? Let's be very clear.
Greatest ass eater.
I'm saying you gotta have some substance and stuff that we do. Like stuff all happens all the time. Everybody, you know.
Let me just grab a moment right now. Because I still don't know if you're single or not, right? So how does
she's
a man?
She's not single. No, you're not single.
Let's go to Norris.
How does a man approach Trina? Like,
oh, listen, weird and shit. It's always annoying.
Well,
let me tell you something about me. For one, let's go. Let's be first. I don't go on dates. I'm not a dater. I don't want to go to no weird ass dinners. I don't want you sitting up staring under the lights all dim, asking 1,000,000,000 questions. That's like weirdo to me.
You're very intimidating. No, let me
but
just throw it out there.
I don't know why, because I'm like the coolest person. Okay. I'm so cool. Okay. People always, but that's because you're like, people get, they're so stuck on like this whole baddest bitch persona. Mm-hmm. So realistic, I'm like a person. My friends, they're here, they testify. Mm-hmm. You come to my house.
These are your friends, right?
I'm cooking this shit. You see the meals I cook? Okay. Lobster. Mm. Like all kinds of good shit. Like I'm like a Caribbean chef. I treat my friends like royalty. I make sure they're good. When you come, as a man, if you're trying to talk to me, it's like the baddest bitch. Like quick, they're like, you don't see me in the kitchen cooking. Okay. You ready to think I'm on the balcony, probably like with my lingerie on, with the champagne, and your visions be so fucked up to you ruin the whole moment.
Let me tell you what happened the other day. Okay. I'm not gonna say no names, right? But one of my friends, he meets a girl, right? Okay. And they go, damn, because the chick, you better be quiet. So the first thing he does is he goes to Instagram. He goes, I can't fuck with this bitch. And I'm like, why? She's on yachts. She's on... Niggas is like, hold on, man. I can't show her nothing. Like,
okay, that's intimidation. So what you want a bitch to be like in a grocery store?
We don't
like
know.
At Walmart, at the park.
We
like,
don't know.
On,
like, Trina, you
I'm just
teach
saying,
us.
But like,
you
that's
gotta
the
teach
thing.
Us.
But I'm just saying, like, you're realistic, because don't get me wrong. Now, some of these people, these girls on yachts, don't get me wrong. I'm not a hater. Do you what you gotta do if you're on a yacht. I don't care what you did, how you got on there. Yeah. That's your business.
She owned restaurants and shit. This
do
nigga,
all that.
He gave up.
But that's a weak man. That's being weak, though. That's being weak. You weak. Because that means you ain't stepping up to the plate. That means your intimidation game is so low, you can't even handle shorty from the get-go. Just keep it a hundo. Yeah. So let's just be very real. So if she on the yacht, you trying to be yacht. If she on the yacht, you must be trying to figure out what she's sailing off from, because you trying to figure out what's really good. Don't get intimidated. Don't get weak by that. But I mean, it is what it is. And like the perception, just the perspective of what he may think. How are you on this yacht? Who you on this yacht with? I don't see nobody in the background. You know, when you yachting and sailing and traveling around the world and things, you know.
Yeah, it's intimidating, though.
You know?
I had to agree with him a little bit. I was like, word, you can't
but
do
why?
That.
But why? Maybe she's running the business. Maybe she's doing her thing. Maybe she's pampering herself.
But,
like, that's
but
what
Trina,
she do.
This is how I know I'm not a good friend. I was like, yeah, you can't do nothing for her.
But why?
You should let this one go.
You don't like yachts?
But it's just that she's on one every day for like 4 months.
Wow, she's like, working.
I don't know what she was doing.
Working.
She was up there. Yeah,
she's working.
She was owning restaurants. It was. I ain't gonna lie. I was intimidated for.
But
her.
That's intimidation.
Why
though?
That word.
But why? Are you intimidated by the chick sitting on the bus stop waiting for the bus to pick her up?
I guess I think men always want to like feel needed a little bit.
Be a provider.
You can't be providing. You can't be providing. But just because I'm on the yacht, doesn't mean you can't provide. Like
you can't provide a yacht, maybe.
You may not can't provide a yacht. You may provide a helicopter. I don't know. You can provide something, but hey, stop providing some shit. I'm trying to figure out where we going with it.
Damn, she said a yacht and a helicopter.
You ain't gonna
come here. Your niggas is like this. See, only we told you. You think women are, because Amber Rose sit here and say the same thing.
She
looked at us and said, listen, she haven't been on a date for a whole year. And we're like, what?
No, women don't like dates because it's like a corny thing, honestly. So if you're a guy and you want to go to this whole dinner, if you're Miami, let's cut the Prime 112 thing out. That's just like very thottish. It's very like you're going to go on a date. That's very much like very sexual.
You don't date, what do you do? What is the first step?
I'm going to be honest, I don't really know because I'm not a dater. So I don't know. I don't want to give that advice because I haven't met a person, like a new person in so long to where you start asking these questions. And the questions these are the past and your life, and did you date this?
Like the interrogation of
just this whole phase, and
yeah.
It's one of those things that's very. It's and you're at dinner though. Don't be at dinner. You're eating. You're trying to make sure you're a girl. You nothing's in your teeth. You're just doing a bunch of weirdo shit. It's just not a cool thing. And for me, the questions awkward. Like the staring in the eyes. Just trying to get this whole. You looking at the baddest bitch first
so
album.
How you skipping all of that?
I'm not on that. Like I'm trying to figure it out. Like I don't know. I've always kind of skipped it with just
you go straight to the family.
No, I'm straight to like I'm straight to like private jet to the next like.
That's intimidating.
I'm intimidating you. I'm just saying I'm really just not like the beginning dating stage. I don't like the weird questions. Right. I don't like I'm just me, but one of my friends she is the dater of the century. She would go on a dinner date every day. Like she don't care who it is. If you take her to dinner, she's
so
gonna
go to
dinner.
Let me just describe this moment. You meet
she's
Trina.
Beautiful.
You meet Trina.
But I'll send you my friend on a dinner date. Because she's gonna talk. She don't care. She's very sociable.
You got a decoy.
I'm not the one. I don't want to start talking about Nan and just how I met Trick and back in the day and, oh, yeah, did you really date Wayne? Like, I don't want to get into the questions. I just
while you're on the plane, right?
I don't care if it's Smith and Walensky. I just don't want to deal with it. I just kind of, so I don't really date. I don't know how to even meet nobody
so
new because what are you going to ask
me? Can a dude
me?
That work at Costco's?
She only dates pilots.
Well, let me explain something about Costco. I don't even date pilots because they move around too much. I'm real with the eye. I just really too much. Let me tell you.
Damn, pilots
Costco.
Not even good.
I just thought they had the plane on.
Trina, you going in, Trina. You going
in. Nah, but Costco's, let's say that. The thing about a person that works at Costco's, don't get me wrong, it's nothing wrong with that.
Great discounts.
You're independent, you have a job. And I'm a person that loves some discounts. Right. Don't get it twisted. But a Costco's guy would not be able to deal with the pressure of my life. Mm. You can't deal with the woman that's traveling around the world 4 days out of a week. Mm. It's too much of an intimidation. You can't deal with the pressure of where you're working at Costco's from 6 to 12 midnight stocking and
this
bagging the shit or whatever. And then I'm somewhere like in London and Europe and then like Denmark at Christiania and just wilding out.
Christiania, that's where you can smoke weed through the park.
Oh, see what I said? You're Dominican.
Yeah.
You don't understand that life.
Yeah.
That's a pressure to you because we're on different time zones. Mm. We're on different... And
what if you meet your soulmate?
I feel
soulmate?
Really bad for this guy at Costco right now.
I'm just saying, not that it's bad for bad thing, but that's what a pressure would be from a regular guy because when you get off work, I want to talk to you. I want to see you. Maybe I don't care if it's FaceTime, whatever. I'm performing, you sleep, you off work, you at work, I'm traveling. It's just one of those things that really don't always connect. Mm. And then it could be pressure. You intimidated because I'm around other celebrity people that you really think I'm paying attention to that really I'm not even paying no attention
to. And that's
to.
What
I
Amber
paid,
was saying. That
I paid attention
Amber
to these people,
saying.
Believe it or not. If you was in my shoes, you wouldn't pay no attention to them either. Mm. They're not that special. Just don't understand. Don't get it twisted. Mm. A lot of these celebrities, these guys, girls, whoever, they're not that special.
Mm.
It's some regular people that I know that I chill with on a regular basis are way more special than these people that are very cocky with these egos and really just nasty, unhumanized people that really ain't worth shit. Honestly, you know what I mean? And that's why I stay so grounded because I'm around regular people that's real life. And it's a real life thing. It's loyalty, it's longevity, it's years after years after years after years. Not the person I met 2 weeks ago because I was hot on the charts with number one song and you was riding my dick, not you. You know what I mean?
Before we get out of here, we just want to remind you that you can buy Drink Champs gear at your local DTLR store. So look up the store nearest to you. You can also buy Drink Champs gear and other merch at drinkchamps.com or 8and9.com. Check us on Revolt TV every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Then unedited audio drops Monday nights going into Tuesday at midnight. Then check for the unedited video Wednesdays on revolt.tv, drinkchamps.com, or you can go directly to YouTube. Look out for Nori's new food show coming soon, as well as a new project featuring the upcoming single Uno Mas, produced and featuring Pharrell. Check for my Coming Home documentaries, Coming Home Vietnam documentary right now, currently airing on Revolt TV, and coming soon, Coming Home Colombia. Follow us at Drink Champs on IG, Twitter, and Facebook, and Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and me, EFN, at Who's Crazy on IG, and at DJ EFN on Twitter. And until next week, we out of here. Peace.